opening our hearts, transforming our losses. And so what we did is we went through a few of the chapters, and so we'll mention which chapters we took the readings from, and we just gleaned through certain chapters and took out certain lines or portions of a paragraph or a full paragraph and kind of put it all together under one theme. So we're going to, Linda's going to present on the first, doing the readings from the book, and then we have a small sheet that has three or four questions on it, and we'll invite you to share at your table about that, and then I'll be presenting on the second, three or four questions, the third theme, three or four questions. And so I'll introduce the questions when it's time for that. So I'll invite Linda up to lead us in the readings on the first topic.
Hi, I'm Linda, grateful member of the Worldwide Fellowship of Al-Anon, which includes Alateen. So, like Jenny said, opening our hearts, transforming our losses. I see the girls must have just gone for lunch, but they said they have many of these books, you know, for sale today. So I'm going to start by reading from the introduction. Grief is a natural response to the many losses that we suffer as a consequence of someone else's drinking. When we first begin to understand how alcoholism has affected our lives, we may not fully recognize our feelings of grief and loss. We may tend to minimize or deny the pain by telling ourselves, well, at least she isn't dead, or things could be worse. True, things could be worse, but they're also probably tough enough just as they are. Being able to recognize and name our losses is a vital first step towards facing our grief. Grief is exhausting. It can make us sleepless or make it difficult to get out of bed. We may forget to eat, or we may overeat. We may not feel like taking a shower, going to work, or preparing a meal. Grief is unpredictable. We may feel sad one minute, then angry or confused the next. When we have a moment alone, we may find that we can't stop crying. One day we may wake up feeling some relief, and the next find ourselves depressed. Fear, confusion, and lack of concentration can accompany us for months. We may become forgetful and irritable. Depression and anxiety are also common. We may lose interest in activities we once found enjoyable and may need to isolate for a while. We may need to spend some days in our pajamas. At times like this, family and work demands can feel particularly burdensome. If we can't take care of ourselves, how can we possibly take care of anyone or anything else? Some days we may question how we'll get through the day. If our depression continues to worsen, if life seems too much to bear, or if we feel like giving up, we may need to seek professional help. A spiritual perspective can be a source of strength and support for many of us while we are grieving. Although some of us feel more connected to our higher power at this time, others may become angry or may even question our higher power's presence in our lives. With our higher power's guidance, we can work our program at our own pace and in our own way. We can be patient and gentle with ourselves, trusting that wherever we are is exactly where we are supposed to be. In Al-Anon, we come to recognize that grief is a natural part of life, not a punishment. If we look around us, we'll see that all living creatures experience loss. We are not exempt from suffering. whatever loss we may be grieving. With Al-Anon, we don't have to face it alone. We can take comfort in knowing that our grief means we're truly dealing with our loss and not denying it. When our lives feel disrupted and chaotic, the clear and simple principles of our program can ground us. Much like a compass, our slogans, steps, traditions, and concepts of service can help us navigate through the turbulent waters of grief and loss. As we learn from experience, it is our grief that connects us to each other. It doesn't have to isolate us. When we share our pain with each other, we are truly heard and understood, perhaps for the first time. As we learn to apply the Al-Anon tools, we discover that no situation is truly hopeless. In fact, many of us have been able to find hope in the midst of despair and serenity in the face of grief. Okay, so now I'm going to read from the chapter that's called Grief as a Process. And the subtitle here is called When an Old Loss Revisits Us. Often acceptance of our losses arrives in stages. Such realizations would likely overwhelm us if they were to occur all at once. Just as trying to grasp the entirety of the program all at once would be too much for most of us. In this way, the cyclical or recurring nature of grief may be our higher power's way of protecting us from having to face too much all at once. Just because an old loss has resurfaced doesn't mean we are back where we started. It simply means we're being asked to face another aspect of our grief that we may not have been ready to face until now. The time that each of us needs to grieve will vary from person to person. We don't need to set deadlines for our grief, and we don't have to accept anyone else's timelines. While one person may be able to apply the steps and find serenity in a matter of hours or minutes, for another, it may take months or even years. Okay, and now I'm going to move on to the chapter called Grieving for Our Childhood. For those of us who grew up with alcoholism, the damaging effects of the disease can follow us throughout our lives. As children, we didn't have the emotional awareness to cope with the grief of growing up in an alcoholic home. Most of us were too busy surviving to be able to face our losses. We relied on our parents to provide us with a stable and safe environment, but they were often unable to do so. We were truly powerless to change our circumstances. Having grown up with alcoholism, we may have been affected emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, and physically. As adults, we often struggle with fear, anxiety, or depression. Many of us first come to Al-Anon when we realize how the behaviors that once helped us survive have become a burden. They have gotten in our way and kept us from having the lives we want. If we've been running from our pain, we may feel ill-equipped to handle our emotions or face our painful memories. By keeping silent, we may unconsciously be keeping the family secret of alcoholism alive and well. Keeping secrets is common in most alcoholic households. Many of us unknowingly honored an unspoken pact to keep quiet about what was going on at home. No wonder it can be so difficult later on to learn a new way of life. These secrets only fueled our sense of shame. When we were new to Al-Anon, we may have felt conflicted about whether to speak of the secrets we had kept for so long. In Al-Anon, we find hope for a new way of life. As we come to understand alcoholism as a family disease, we can identify the behaviors that once helped us cope. Al-Anon offers us a safe haven where we can begin to talk openly about our past. Within such a warm and supportive environment, many of us can begin to take the first difficult steps towards facing the pain and loss from our childhoods. Though it may not seem possible, in time we can find compassion for ourselves, our family members, and even the alcoholic. Though feeling our anger may make us uncomfortable, we can trust that it is an important facet of our grief and recovery. When we allow ourselves to experience the full range of our feelings, we come to realize that our anger can serve us in important ways. It lets us know when we've been hurt or mistreated, or when someone has crossed a boundary. It might be signaling us to respond differently to a particular person or situation. Often our anger can be a reminder that we need to take better care of ourselves. We may always be affected to some degree by our past, but we find that if we face our pain, it begins to lose its power. We can trust that our higher power will guide us through our grief at the pace that is right for us. Many of us who grew up in alcoholic homes were the victims of domestic violence. We witnessed things no child should ever have to see. We may have been physically, sexually, or verbally abused ourselves, or a parent or sibling may have been abused. Even if the alcoholic never laid a hand on us, witnessing a violent act can often Witnessing a violent act can often be as traumatic as being the direct victim of it. Our relationship to our childhood wounds can change as we recover. In time, we may find that we no longer identify ourselves solely with our past abuses. Rather, we learn to live with our past without allowing it to define us. As we begin to practice principles of the program, we may find that we are no longer attracted to abusive relationships. Instead, we are drawn to people who trust us with the love and respect we've always deserved. Al-Anon can help us to see that even though we may wish we could change our families, it's not in our power to do so. Accepting the families we had doesn't mean we excuse past abuse, nor does it mean we ignore or tolerate any present abuse either. Expecting our families to give us something they don't have is like hoping to fill a water bucket from an empty well. Hoping that this time things will be different is one way we keep our grief at a distance. Though we may have come to a deeper understanding about our families, we can still give ourselves permission to take care of ourselves when we are with them. Detaching can be critical to our own mental, physical, or spiritual well-being. At first, we may not know how to detach gracefully. As we come to understand more about detaching with love, we learn the difference between building walls and setting limits. If our primary goal is to heal our relationships, we keep striving to find healthy ways to relate to our families while still respecting ourselves. Forgiveness does not mean we forget about the past, nor does it mean we accept repeated mistreatments. After all, many of us have learned valuable lessons from our past that help shape who we are today. Eventually, however, the burden of carrying around our pain can take its toll on us. If we're finding it's hard to forgive, we might still be in pain. If this is the case, we might benefit from allowing ourselves more time to heal before we even begin to think about forgiveness. Ultimately, forgiveness is an action we take to free ourselves from the pain we've been carrying. Forgiveness creates space in our lives for our own healing. In fact, forgiveness can be an important step in taking care of ourselves. We can forgive and rebuild our damaged relationships, or we can forgive and still choose to distance ourselves from certain people who continue to be abusive.
So there's a lot of food for thought, okay? And so what's going to happen is we're going to have these passed around, and there are four questions that address the topics that Linda just read about from the Opening Our Hearts, Transforming Our Losses. And what I'll invite you to do is, in a group of two or three, is to share with each other about at least one of the questions. Okay, your reflection on at least one of the questions. And then if there's time, choose a second question and share about that. We'll give about 10 minutes for sharing, and then we'll come back together as a group, and we'll have some readings on the next topic. Okay, so if you can take time to reflect with each other on at least one question to begin with. Thank you. Okay, I'll invite your attention back up to the front. You will have another opportunity to share with each other in about 10 minutes or so. So the chapters that I'm going to hello. Sorry. Okay, it's okay. I can be patient, and that's exactly okay. The chapters that I'm going to read from now are from two of the chapters called Dealing with Our Feelings and Taking Care of Ourselves. Okay, so I have a few passages from here, and then we'll hand out another small question sheet for you to share with one another about one or more of those questions. So this is Dealing with Our Feelings. Part of our treating ourselves well means learning to accept all our feelings without judging them. In Al-Anon, we are able to express our feelings without being judged. While we are grieving, we might wish we didn't have to feel certain painful emotions, but the fact that we are feeling them means we are better prepared to face them than we once were. As we grow in Al-Anon, we find that we are able to feel our feelings as they happen instead of months or years later. We come to realize that our true strength lies not in minimizing or denying our feelings, but in our willingness to feel and express all of our emotions. As children, we may have been told, nice girls don't get angry, or boys don't cry. As a result, we may have learned to hide our feelings, only allowing ourselves the freedom to feel when we were alone. Awareness of painful feelings can leave us anxious or afraid. Our fear of grieving can be so powerful at times, it might seem safer to stuff our feelings than to feel them. Some of us have an easier time talking about feelings than actually feeling them. For instance, we may rationalize our anger by justifying the wrongs done to us, when what we may truly be feeling beneath our anger is pain and sadness. Intellectualizing our emotions can keep us from feeling our pain at its deepest level. Some of us may have excessively used drugs, alcohol, food, sex, exercise, cleaning, that's not one of my issues, shopping, or other compulsive behaviors in an attempt to escape our feelings. Or perhaps we obsessed about other people's problems in a way to avoid our pain. In Al-Anon, we learn to value all of our feelings, even the ones that make us uncomfortable. Our steps give us the tools to recognize and share our feelings, to love and nurture ourselves, and to trust that whatever we are feeling will eventually pass. Just because we don't feel sad today over our loss doesn't mean we never will, and it doesn't mean we aren't still grieving. We can remind ourselves that feelings aren't facts. Anger can be an important part of our grief and our healing. What does expressing anger in a healthy way mean? First, it means that being aware that we're angry. Second, it means understanding why we are angry. Sometimes our anger lets us know that we've been hurt. In fact, we may not even realize we're hurting until we get angry. In Al-Anon, we learn we no longer have to hide from our pain. If we've been hurt by someone else's words or actions, we can tell that person how we feel. So the next readings come from taking care of ourselves. Before recovery, many of us struggled with knowing how to take care of ourselves. We may have been adept at knowing how to care for those around us, but we often didn't give ourselves the same consideration. In some cases, the ongoing emotional and physical caretaking we offer to others may have even contributed to our own self-neglect. In the past, we may not have felt worthy of our own attention. In Al-Anon, we discover that taking care of ourselves is not a luxury, but rather a vital part of our overall health and recovery. Letting others know we are grieving, being honest about what we are feeling, and asking for help are just a few more ways that we can give ourselves care. Though we may not have had good role models, it's never too late to learn. Other Al-Anon members who have both struggled and succeeded in caring for themselves are there to guide us, and so is our higher power. Taking care of ourselves means taking action to help ourselves feel better. It doesn't mean ignoring our responsibilities to others, but rather learning to balance those responsibilities while also putting ourselves into the equation. We can learn to set boundaries and allow others to have their feelings without feeling and believing that we are responsible for them. The more we practice the Al-Anon principles, the more we learn to trust our intuition, that small voice inside that lets us know what we need. There are no small acts when it comes to taking care of ourselves. When we aren't sure what we need, we can turn to the wealth of resources available to us in Al-Anon. We may find it easier to ask for help from Al-Anon members than from other people in our lives. There are countless ways we can reach out for help. We can let others in our group know we are in need. We can turn to our sponsor if we have one. If we are new to the program, we can ask someone to talk with us after a meeting. We can go for coffee with other members while we have the chance to share more about what we are going through. At times, asking for help might be as basic as picking up the phone. Okay, so I'll invite Brad and Janice, if you can hand out our little blue sheets, and I'm going to read out the four questions. They are, what did I learn about expressing emotions while I was growing up? In the process of grieving, which feelings are the most difficult to express? What three things can I do to help myself feel better physically, emotionally, or spiritually while I'm grieving? And am I reaching out to my sponsor or other Al-Anon friends to share about my feelings of grief, guilt, regret, or anger? So you can choose any of those doozies or any of another one or something that the reading spoke to you about. You'll have about 10 minutes for sharing. Okay, if I can have everyone's attention back at the front. And Linda is going to do some sharings. Linda's going to do some sharings on the section on spiritual growth from grieving. So about the gifts that come from actually doing our grief work.
Okay, so I am going to read again just a little bit from Grieving for Our Childhood. In Al-Anon, we find hope for a new way of life. As we come to understand alcoholism as a family disease, we can identify the behaviors that once helped us cope. Oh, I already read this. Al-Anon offers us a safe haven where we can begin to talk openly about our past. Within such a warm and supportive environment, many of us can begin to take the first difficult steps towards facing the pain and loss from our childhoods. Though it may not seem possible, in time, we can find compassion for ourselves, our family members, and even the alcoholic. And now I'm going to read from the chapter called Spiritual Growth from Grieving. Life provides us with numerous opportunities to grow spiritually. For many of us, grief can be such an opportunity. We may be unaware, however, of the spiritual gifts that can come from grieving, especially if we are in the midst of it. The awareness of such gifts often comes much later, whether facing the loss of a loved one, a marriage, a close relationship, our childhood, or our dreams. Healing from grief of such magnitude may have once seemed impossible to us. Nevertheless, it is through our grief that many of us have found deeper and more meaningful lives. The spiritual gifts that come from grieving are often subtle, but they become more apparent as we reflect on the ways we've grown and changed. Even if our lives might not look dramatically different, we find that they feel different because we have changed. By focusing on ourselves and letting go of expectations, we no longer react in the way we once did. One day we may find ourselves responding calmly to a situation that would have once upset us for days. Instead of looking to others to take care of us, we now look to ourselves. When we pray, we ask for strength, courage, and wisdom rather than for specific outcomes. In Al-Anon, we become willing to learn more about ourselves as we strive to heal from our painful past. Most of all, we find hope in the midst of our despair. By applying the tools of the program to our lives, we become free from the burdens and fears that once held us back. For many, this newfound freedom gives us a new outlook on life. In the past, focusing on others and neglecting our own needs caused many of us to lose ourselves to the disease of alcoholism. Where we once may have felt trapped in our lives, today we recognize that we have choices. Now, rather than focusing on changing the alcoholic, we focus on changing ourselves. Before Al-Anon, we may not have known what it was like to take care of ourselves during times of struggle. By learning to focus on ourselves, we grow in self-awareness and self-esteem. We come to realize that we are deserving of our own attention and that we are worthy of love and respect. Experience teaches us that grief does not happen in a linear way. Rather, it tends to ebb and flow, much like waves on the ocean. In moving forward, we can accept our losses and learn to live with our grief. When we reach this point, many of us become aware of the spiritual lessons that can come from grieving. When we first come to Al-Anon, it can be hard to imagine that we could feel anything but contempt for a disease that has caused us so much suffering and grief. For many of us, however, alcoholism becomes a catalyst for growth and change. ultimately leading us to a place of gratitude. It could be said that gratitude is a cornerstone of our recovery. While it's important to acknowledge our losses while we are grieving, gratitude can help us recognize what we do have. In the midst of life's impermanence, gratitude reminds us to appreciate each moment. Gratitude can deepen our perspective and expand our sense of the world. It can help us appreciate our lives more fully. When we are less distracted and less focused on the alcoholic, we are more able to appreciate the small beauties of the world around us. Each day is a chance for a new beginning. We can allow our grief to open our hearts to life's mysteries. Though we may not be able to control our losses, we learn that we still have choices in how we handle them. We may never be able to make sense of them, but we can find freedom in not having to understand everything. When we agree to take this journey into grief, we say yes to living life more fully. As we put our trust in Al-Anon and in our higher power, we are given the strength to face our losses, and for some of us, they are many. We learn that healing from our losses takes time, and we give ourselves permission to grieve for as long as we need. We keep coming back, even when we don't feel like it. We open our hearts, we share, and we listen. And little by little, we begin to heal.
So while Brad and Janice are handing these out again, we have, there are three questions. Thank you. So the three questions we'd like you to share on this time is: what is one way Al-Anon has helped me to grow spiritually through the grieving process? Blah, blah, blah. You have 10 minutes. Okay, if I can invite everyone's attention back to the front. Okay, just a few things. It's okay. Just a few things in closing. One is that this book, this Conference Approved Literature, Opening Our Hearts, Transforming Our Losses, is available. Shelley and Ruth have them available at the literature table for $20. So you're welcome to pick one up. If there's something that spoke to you, you're welcome to pick one of those up. Also, take the little question sheets with you. I encourage you, what I often used to do when I was early on in the program and I'd go to an assembly or something, I would end up taking home things from workshops that I attended and then use it to chair a meeting. And because I had the readings or I knew where to go to already. And so I encourage you, if you'd like to take those with you and you're chairing a meeting in the next few months back at your home group, that if there's an open meeting or on a feeling, you could talk, consider using this. A few years ago, there were a group of us here in Regina who actually worked through this book, because there's chapter by chapter, and at the end of each chapter, there are questions. And I will say that it's one of the most healing things. It was a difficult time, but it was a very healing time. The joy that came after the releasing of burdens for me, actually being able to cry my grief, not just intellectualize it, but actually be open and willing and witness other people crying out their grief, kind of gave me permission to cry out my own grief. So maybe there's some other people in your home group or wherever you're from, who might be willing to walk through this book with you as a group and have that trust formed. I don't know. Just letting you know that there are some people who have done a book study on this book, not just on the 12 steps and 12 traditions. Okay, and Yeah, and so I'm going to close. Linda and I had talked about closing with this beautiful reading that is in From Survival to Recovery, and it's on the bookmarks that were at the back registration table. Now, we've given Janice a bunch of them, so later if you would like, this is taken from the book From Survival to Recovery. So we're going to close with this reading. Though we are very fragile when we come to the program, we eventually manage to share our stories as well as our experience, strength, and hope. Miraculously, we begin to heal. Personal contacts, meetings, meditation, and prayer are all necessary. But we also find that actively working all 12 steps of Al-Anon is essential. If we willingly surrender ourselves to the spiritual discipline of the 12 steps, our lives will be transformed. We will become mature, responsible individuals with a great capacity for joy, fulfillment, and wonder. Though we may never be perfect, continued spiritual progress will reveal to us our enormous potential. We will discover that we are both worthy of love and loving. We will love others without losing ourselves, and we will learn to accept love in return. Our sight, once clouded and confused, will clear, and we will be able to perceive reality and recognize truth. Courage and fellowship will replace fear. We will be able to risk failure to develop new hidden talents. Our lives, no matter how battered and degraded, will yield hope to share with others. We will begin to feel and will come to know the vastness of our emotions, but we will not be slaves to them. Our secrets will no longer bind us in shame. As we gain the ability to forgive ourselves, our families, and the world, our choices will expand. With dignity, we will stand for ourselves, but not against our fellows. Serenity and peace will have meaning for us as we allow our lives and the lives of those we love to flow day by day with God's ease, balance, and grace. No longer terrified, we will discover that we are free to delight in life's paradox, mystery, and awe. We will laugh more. Fear will be replaced by faith, and gratitude will come naturally as we realize that our higher power is doing for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Thank you, everyone, for your willingness to share with each other. And hopefully the sharing will continue during the break, at a meeting with your sponsor, wherever it feels right for you in terms of trust. And just as a little side note, that if you wanted Brad to autograph your bookmark, you could maybe ask him later on. Okay, here's Brad.